Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have a special treat for you. You may not know, but I have other podcasts, including Walking a Spiritual Path, that I co-host with my friend Brad Miller. And I want to share one of those great episodes with you today. You know, many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves in life. Attorney Brad Miller and recovering CPA Jason Mefford are on the path, exploring what it means for each of them to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world. So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. So if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Walking a Spiritual Path that you can find on all podcast players, YouTube, and on my website. And now let's roll that episode.
Welcome. I'm Brad Miller, and today with Jason Mefford, we're going to talk about Jason Mefford, actually. Today, we're going to talk about Jason and his origin story, his spiritual origin story.
It's the Jason Ego show, right? No, it's not.
We're not going to be about ego and anything else. It's merely an example just to kind of see where. And because we all start in different places, you know, and I think it can be useful sometimes to see what drew people to this path, yeah. You know, and so that's kind of the idea, the focus for today, you know, so we can kind of start from, you know, whether it was a spider or it was a gamma radiation leak in the lab, like whatever it was, like, how did we get started?
That turned me into Spider-Man. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Spider-Man. I was actually going for the Hulk there with the gamma radiation.
Oh, but right.
That's more appropriate for you, but I know you have a very interesting background that you don't really share with many people in a national man of mystery and all. But if those are people are interested, there are actually podcast episodes out there that you can hear about Jason's background and about rafting trips and when he was younger and all kinds of fun things.
Oh, gee, yeah. You're referring like to the jamming podcast that I have? Jamming.
There's that one. There's. Obviously, if you're not already doing it, please listen to Jason's Jamming with Jason podcast. But he's also been guests on another podcast as well, where he's kind of told a little bit about himself and things. So if you want to find out more, you can definitely learn a little bit anyway. I mean, he may not go into his CIA much, but, you know.
I'd have to kill you.
Exactly. So, but anyway, let's kind of start kind of how did you decide or what kind of led you down this, the kind of a spiritual path? Cause again, it's not something that a lot of people, I think to do. What kind of sent you that way?
Well, yeah. And it's, I think probably, you know, for this episode too, cause it's kind of a beginning getting to know Jason maybe a little bit as far as my path. I'll try to keep it a little bit higher level and not get so much into some of the details, right? Because sometimes the details don't matter, but there might be some of the details that are good to use as an example or maybe even talk about in future episodes, depending on kind
fun
of
fun stories are up. Always good.
Yeah. So So I guess kind of the genesis, I was born into a Mormon family. Okay, so except for all the Mormons listening, it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, right? Because they don't like being called Mormons, but whatever, right? Most people know them as Mormons. So I was born into a family that belonged to the Mormon Church, right? And so I grew up religious. I grew up, you know, reading scriptures, praying, connecting with what we call the Holy Ghost, right? Which a lot of people, you know, you can think of as sources, universe, specific beings, guides, right? Are all kind of connected in that area. So, you know, as a little kid, as a teenager, I was really kind of trained in doing some of that. And what I now see is, you know, yes, most organized religions have dogma and are trying to control people, but there are always some truths. There's always some practices or other things that are there, right? So the fact that I was reading scriptures, right? I was reading holy texts. I was trying to tune into, you know, source, if you want to call it God, whatever. I was praying. I was, and actually, you know, interesting, and I haven't actually shared this with anybody. So like I said, I grew up in the church. I went on a Mormon mission, right? So I was one of those guys in the white shirts that would knock on the door. And I did that for two years in Germany, or, you know, would you like to know Jesus better and kind of stuff. And so I taught people, I baptized people. I had the priesthood in the church. I was a leader in the church. I have done hands-on healing. And, you know, a lot of people might say, oh, that's just bullshit. And for a while, I would have kind of thrown it out too, but I was a conduit to physically heal people, to spiritually and emotionally heal people, to cast out demons. And it might sound like, you know, right? And it's like, no, but the Mormon church ain't true. That can't be. Well, I will tell you what, I was given the priesthood and I was taught how to do certain ordinances or rituals. And I know that certain things did in fact happen. I felt a demon leave a person. So it happens, right? But, you know, what ended up happening, you know, after time, because like I said, I was always trying to be a good boy, put my head down, do what I was supposed to do, make my parents proud, believe what I was told I was supposed to believe, even though some of the things I didn't believe. And I knew that from a very early time. You know, as a teenager, I had doubts about certain things. And it just kind of continued until I, you know, I got married, had kids, you know, had all the ordinances and things done in the church. I was a leader in the church. So here I was, like, you know, trying to be an example for other people and teaching them and doing all these things. But the whole time I knew it wasn't all true. And the older I got, and I think really kind of the impetus for me was when my mom got breast cancer and died, right? So she kind of went through, I think it was three rounds, and they ended up passing over the Rainbow Bridge at that point, that I was, especially for her sake, I felt like that I was going to be the good boy for my mom. I wanted to make her proud. And so even though I had a lot of doubts and other things that had come up, I just continued to do it. But her passing over kind of unlocked something in me, like, you don't have to do it for me anymore. Right. And so at that point, I started being, you know, more open and kind of taking back some of my personal power that we've talked about before. mm-hmm. of saying, no, I think that's bullshit. I do agree with that. I think that's bullshit. And decided to leave the church, you know, at that point, which in that religion, it's like, you're going to hell. And anyway, divorce, all yeah. kinds of stuff, right? That we, again, don't need to get into. That's not relevant for the spiritual path per se. But, mm-hmm. but when that happened, I think I did something that a lot of people do, is I threw the whole thing out. Mm-hmm. Right. So like I said, yeah, the baby in the bathwater, it all went out. And so it's like, fuck, you know, if the church isn't true and all this other stuff, then, you know, nothing is true and I'm an atheist.
Right.
So for a couple of years, I hung out with atheists. I was a member of one of their societies, you know, I go to like, you know, evening lectures and other stuff, but
Atheist Anonymous. And
yeah, but there's a group called, I think it's Atheists United. I don't know. Anyway,
something.
So I actually, you know, participated, but just like going to church, some of it, okay. Mm-hmm. Some of it, didn't sit right. So then I kind of went, well, I'm probably not an atheist because I don't believe that there's absolutely nothing metaphysical, that there's nothing spiritual, and all we are is this human body. I was lying to myself when I thought I believed that for a while, because I never did. Sure.
Well, yeah, you talked about how you felt like, you know, the things that you were doing back in your about the Mormon days, you felt some of the things happening. So I can see where there's like, you know, you could try to push that back, but at the end of the day, you're like,
no, there right? was I know there's something else there, right?
Right.
Because you can't unknow something that you know. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. when I think about it, and like I said, I've never told anybody. I don't even think I've told anybody about that. And here I am blabbing my mouth on the podcast about casting out the evil spirit. I mean, the only other person that knew about it was, you know, the person that we did it to, and my
person that had the said spirit, and probably the spirit,
and the entity that got kicked out, right?
Right.
But yeah. So I when I think about it, and I remember, and I know some of the feelings and the other things I had, then I kind of softened, right? I'm like, well, I'm not an atheist, so maybe I'm an agnostic, and that you know, the atheist thing maybe lasted for a couple of years. But the agnostic, that was a pretty quick, no, that's bullshit, Jason. You know it is, right? and the whole time, right? Like with still thinking back to my growing up and my childhood in the church, there were some things that I always had a hard time with. Like I had a hard time that Jesus was my Christ, that really God would make somebody die for my sins, because I didn't really believe that there were sins. It just, that didn't kind of sit right with me, and didn't sit right with me that you have to go, you know, and prostrate yourself to Jesus in order to be saved. And that part of it didn't really sit with me, even though I continued to try to kind of convince myself, no, it must be true. It must be true. It must be true. Right. Mm-hmm. But there were other things like, you know, angels coming to Joseph Smith and giving him an ancient record that he translates. I had no problem with that. Right? Where it's like everybody else is flipped. They're like, oh, yeah, right. Jesus, I totally get it. That angel stuff, that's just, whoa, way out there. It's just
weird. Right? Like, that's out there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so for me, the idea of, you know, beings outside of this dimension coming, and messengers and angels in general, and you know, the whole idea of us coming to this earth for a purpose with a contract, that was all kind of stuff that was actually built into the Mormon religion a lot of people don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there was truth there, and you know, I don't know exactly what the impetus was, but I just started getting more interested again in spirituality So not in religion, but in spirituality. And like I said, I don't know what the impetus really was, but I just started gravitating towards that and kind of had thrown out the atheist, had thrown out the agnostic, and was just trying to live a better life and connect more. And like I said, I can't right now remember. I mean, a lot of people go kind of from an Eastern religious philosophy standpoint. So, you know, Buddhism, there's a lot of truths there and a lot of people that live peaceful lives, you know, from that. And so, you know, again, I done some research and played a little bit with that. But honestly, I cannot remember exactly what it was, but it was kind of like this slow process going through to where I was becoming, I knew that I was spiritual. I didn't know exactly what it means, but I started, you know, doing things like meditating and trying to be kinder and, you know, trying to connect with spirit or source, you know, sort of a thing. But yet not necessarily knowing a direction or what I was supposed to do. I was just trying to make these little steps, right?
Sure.
And then it was, you know, when I was in TCP with Jim Fortin, it wasn't the TCP thing, but he did like an add-on called Evolve that was more kind of spiritual in nature. And the first couple of those that I listened to, it was just like, boom, all of this kind of stuff was coming back. And so really the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years of my life have been like, I'm sitting at a table with one of those 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles in front of me. And for so long, I was just sitting there looking at all these puzzle pieces. Like, I know these all go together, right? Because I had like little truth here, a little truth there, a little truth here, a little truth there. And it's like, I know these things fit together, but I'm not quite sure how, right? And then I would hear something like, you know, Jim's Evolve call. And it was like, oh shit, 2 or 3 of these pieces, all of a sudden I reached over and picked them up and snapped them together. And I'm like, fuck, that's kind of cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just continued to kind of, you know, go through that program, listen to what he was saying, but also, you know, tuning to myself as well, right? Of what is it that I really need to be doing, you know? And like I said, I've just, over the last many years, I've just started picking up more and more puzzle pieces and putting it together. And it's like, I'll just pick up a couple pieces and it's like, oh, now where does this one go? Oh, it goes right there, right? And so slowly I am, slowly or quickly, because some stuff has happened very quickly to me, I'm putting together those pieces. And so what I've learned too is it's like a lot of that foundation I had in the Mormon church and what my parents taught me is hugely beneficial. Because it's a foundation upon which, right? I got to throw out the bullshit.
Sure.
But they gave me a tremendous foundation for me to then continue to build on and continue to pull these puzzle pieces together. And here I am now, crazy, crazy man.
No. I mean, and you talked, you know, you said you kind of, it wasn't like a, all of a sudden something happened and you're like, oh, you know, this is kind of where I go and how things, you know, work and everything else. I mean, it was similar. I mean, I kind of was something similar, you know, where for a while I was kind of, you know, not necessarily agnostic or whatever, but, you know, I kind of identified as spiritual, even though I didn't really know what that meant. You know, I just kind of felt that meant just kind of believed in things for myself and whatever. And I know we talked about on one of the first episodes about, you know, kind of getting in touch with nature was kind of my first kind of foray back into what spirituality was and all, and, you know, going for walks and then going from starting at the park and then going to, you know, outside of a city park, now go out to a more of a wooded area, woods and parks that way with trails and things. And kind of started to, from, I came kind of from that standpoint, you know, mm-hmm. I'd always loved, you know, mythologies and things like that. And a lot of these stuff, then, like you said, you start to see things as slowly kind of like, okay, this kind of can fit here together, and you bit pieces and they kind of can see how they all fit. Because I think one point I do want to make mention is that, you know, we talk about, you know, religion, and religion is not spirituality, you know, but religion has these bits in it that are based off of universal truths, or whatever you want to call them. You know, if you compare various religions, a lot of them have these same kind of things common throughout them. And so, you know, throwing out the baby with the bathwater of religion, there are things in there that are valid in there, you know, but you might have to go and dig them out. You know, you have to look for them. You can't, you know, and sounds like that's something that you kind of went through.
Well, and part of it, again, it's on purpose. I mean, that's how the plan works, folks, right? Is you gotta go digging to find the gems, or look at the table long enough and find the puzzle pieces, right? Things are hidden on purpose so that those people who aren't ready for it won't see it. Right. So you've got to do the work and kind of prepare, because, you know, I think as part of it, you know, I was going to share, there's a story in the Bible and kind of the Mormon tradition. Right. So like Paul is this person, right? Paul wrote most of the New Testament. Okay. At least from story perspective, right? I'm giving you the historical kind of thing, right? But in there, you know, he's going along this road, and all of a sudden he gets like zapped. And God comes to him, or an angel, I can't remember what, and says, you know, Saul, you know, quit doing what you're doing, quit persecuting these people. You're called to the work, and now your name is Paul, right? So it's like this big, now, whether it happened, open and, whether it happened that way or not exactly, I don't know. That's kind of how it's documented in the Bible, right? But even in the Mormon tradition, right? I mean, again, it's like, you know, the story was Joseph Smith was trying to figure out which religion should he join, right? So he's praying, like, which of these churches should I get baptized and join? And when he's out praying, God and Jesus come and say, don't join any of them, because through you, you're going to be called to start something new. So don't go to any of them, and we'll get back to you, right? Hold so again, thought. It's like, it's like the heavens part and, you know, this big aha, right? Mm-hmm. And again, whether that happened exactly the way that he documented it, and exactly the way that the Mormons believe it or not, doesn't matter. Those kinds of things do happen. There have been things in my life where it was almost like the heavens opened for a very split second, and it was like, boom, and I knew something, right? So those things do happen. But I think for most of us, like I just shared, like Brad just shared, we're just going along, and we slowly start to get these nudges. And we slowly start to do some things. And before we realize it, it's been a few years, and all of a sudden we've experienced or learned all of these different things. We're starting to put together some of the puzzle pieces, and we're seeing this from so many more people now too. And again, without getting into details or anything else, there are some energetic shifts that are happening on this planet on purpose for a reason. And people are waking up now at a faster rate than they have in quite a while. And again, it's all part of the plan. But a lot of times as people are waking up, like you and I shared, Brad, we don't know what we're doing. We're like still groggy in bed, like, you know? But you just try to, you know, take a little step. And again, that's what we're trying to mm-hmm. hopefully do with the podcast here, is other people who just kind of got woken up and are groggy, kind of sharing what we've gone through. So yeah, if you haven't had one of those, aha, you know, sort of experiences where an angel comes to you, right?
We'd love to hear about it if you have. Please
email us
and we want to hear about it for the podcast. But
yeah, but you know, it's usually the slow and the steady and the consistency and the discipline. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, Jesus's followers were called disciples. And a lot of times other people who follow holy men and women are often called disciples because they're disciplined in doing the little things too, right? Because that's how we grow and evolve spiritually. It's not the big grand thing. In fact, sometimes when it is the big grand thing, or you think it is the big grand thing, you're actually being fooled by somebody. So we won't get into that here, but for people that needed to hear that, they just heard it. And maybe we'll talk about that later, but not for today. So
anyway. Yeah, no, that's a good, I know it's a good point though, that things tend to, it tends to be, I think for most of us, and my experience, like your experience, a slower process. It's not all of a sudden, like you said, the heavens open, or, you know, you hit by lightning and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I'm something new now. But it's something you work into, and you know, you kind of start grabbing, and I kind of feel like it's sometimes I'm grabbing pieces, and like, I really like the puzzle analogy, because it's like, I'm putting pieces. Sometimes they don't go together. Sometimes I'm like, they're really close. The pieces are kind of there, but they're not, they don't quite fit. You know, this edge doesn't quite fit here. And so maybe check again for a different piece of puzzle, and oh, well there, that goes in that one. And maybe this one kind of connects up here, and you know, some of it's moving around, and because unfortunately with this puzzle, we don't actually have a nice picture on the box of what the finished picture is going to look like.
You just get a bunch of puzzle pieces and you have to figure out what it means.
It would be nice if we had like a picture, like, hey, here's the finished puzzle, what you're trying to get. But no, you just get a big, big puzzle, all these little pieces, and you're like, all right, good luck. Have fun.
Well, and actually, I mean, the funny thing is it's we're kind of joking about it, but it's way more true than we even realize, right? Is like you said, I got given a puzzle when I came to this world. Brad got a puzzle when he came to this world. All of you that are listening, you got a puzzle when you came to this world. Now the trick and the joke that the universe is playing on you is, like you said, they took away the picture of what it looks like. You got to figure that out, right? That's part of the forgetting that you have to remember, right? And you have to do the work. You have to figure it out. You have to put the pieces together, and you can't cheat either, right? Because the problem is, like, I can't go over and look at Brad's, what he's already put together, and go, hey, thanks, man. Thanks for letting me cheat, right? Because mm-hmm. he's got a different puzzle than I have. His picture is probably different mm-hmm. because Brad has a different dharma. Brad came to this world with a different spiritual contract of what he was doing. And so his picture is not going to be the same as my picture. Now we can share with each other, right, about how to put some of those puzzle pieces together, or how we put certain puzzle pieces together, because a lot of times they're similar, right? But the picture that Brad is building is probably different than mine, even though it's a similar process in being able to put those pieces together, right? And do the little things every day. You know, I'm just making this up, right? But like, let's say Brad comes to me, he's like, man, I'm really struggling with my puzzle today, man. And I'm like, yeah, so was I. But you know, last week I just kind of stared at it out of this, like, I was staring at it kind of out of the corner of my eye, and I could kind of see it a little different than when I just looked straight on it. And then I tried looking at it cross-eyed. And so I just sat and looked at it cross-eyed for 5 minutes a day. And wouldn't you know, you know, I did that for a week and all of a sudden I put like 15 pieces together really quick. And it worked for me. I don't know if it'll work for you, but it worked for me, right? So yeah. I share with Brad and he's like, oh, that was kind of cool what Jason said about, you know, crossing his eyes. I wonder if it'll work for me. So maybe Brad sits for 5 minutes a day for the next week and crosses his eyes and maybe it doesn't do anything. Maybe it doesn't help him at all, right? Or maybe he also, it activates something in him to where he can put together a bunch of his pieces as well. And he might come back to me with the same thing, like, hey, you know, Jason, I tried the cross-eyed thing, but you know what really helped was standing on my head. And I'm like, dude, I never thought of standing on my head. And so then I go try standing on my head, right? But this is how it works. This is why we're sharing on the podcast. This is why we share with each other as well. And I know it sounds ridiculous, what I just said, but it is so much more accurate and true than you probably realize.
Yeah, no, I'm all about like the visual, like, you know, how analogies and things help you visualize and picture stuff. And that like the idea of the puzzle, I think that's a great one. Yeah. To explain kind of what this whole thing is, looks like. So, well,
so yeah, go ahead.
Shoot. Oh no, I was gonna move on. So if you have something else,
yeah. I was gonna ask you if there was anything else or questions.
Oh yes, actually.
Yeah, you take the lead, man. What am I doing?
I'm trying to, but you keep on coming back to me. One thing you talked about, you mentioned here, and I just wanted to maybe touch on it briefly here for people, because they're probably, when they heard you talk about it, were kind of scratching their heads a little bit, but you talked about TCP and Evolve. And so I wonder if you could, so something we've both been through, but wonder if, you know, even if just a quick overview of what it is, so people could be like, oh, okay. And so just kind of an idea of what that might be.
Well, yeah. And to give a shout out to Jim Fortin. I mean, a lot of people listening might know him already and may have met in the group like we did, but yeah, he runs a group called the Transformational Coaching Program. And it's a lot of it is kind of about shifting your perspective and being right, focusing on your being and being a kind of different person. So then you can do things in a certain way and have the things in life that you want. Right. So where most of the time we want to have certain things, so we do things so we can become certain things, and it's flipped, right? So Jim kind of talks about that. Transformational coaching is kind of what he calls it, and he's really good at what he does. So, you know, both of us ended up kind of in that program. But, you know, Jim is a spiritual person. And so TCP is, while it's spiritual in nature, as far as helping us to manage our 3D shit, like our emotions, which, you know, we've talked about on here, which are so important spiritually. So to help people do that, but because Jim's very spiritual, he also wanted to share kind of more about some of his journey and some different things as well. And so he had another program called Evolve. And again, I don't know what his programs all look like now, but that was talking more about spiritual, or what he would call esoteric things. And yeah, like I said, TCP helped me to manage some of my shit and take more responsibility in the 3D. But then, like I said, when I kind of went through that Evolve program and started hearing some of the different things from a spiritual perspective, that really helped me start to kind of piece some of the things together. Because like I said, I hadn't really realized it, but, you know, with our puzzle piece thing, right? I put together all these pieces when I was little and when I was a Mormon. And I put together some other pieces when I pretended like I was an atheist for a while, right? And I put together some other pieces that I've been going through, right? And so, you know, my whole desk is full of puzzle pieces. Some of them have been put together at different times. But now, you know, again, through that and some of the other stuff that I've been doing, it was like, now I can see how, you know, maybe I had this big block of puzzle pieces. And now it's like, oh, hold it. That's the, that's the face of the Cocker Spaniel. And so, I just wanted to say
Jason's cock. Puzzle has a Cocker Spaniel on.
Yeah, well, I guess I wanted to say cock on the podcast. So there you go. I don't
know. I mean, you have to get that E rating somehow, right?
Yeah, explicit, anyway.
Yeah.
Mature. Yeah, this is intended for mature audiences only. But
which is not incorrect, but in a different way
Yeah. Hosted by two immature people. But here we go. So it just helped me again to start to see how some of these building blocks that I had from before, I didn't have to throw away because they were part of the puzzle, right? They just didn't fit where I thought they fit because there were certain things I didn't know yet. There were certain things that I hadn't experienced yet. And so as I started to do that more and more, right, and like I said, Jim's programs were one of those things that helped me to put some different puzzle pieces together and kind of cross my eyes as I'm looking at the puzzle, right, or look at it differently than maybe my parents taught me to put a puzzle together, right, because maybe, you know, what worked for them doesn't necessarily work for us, right? Because maybe maybe my mother was used to putting together, you know, this nice floral landscape that actually looks like a floral landscape. It's a picture, a painting that's just cut up. And maybe she's trying to explain to me, no, honey, you got to get all the little red ones and you put all the little red ones together to make the flowers because you can tell that these are probably the flowers. And so, you know, look for all the different little red pieces. And I'm over here looking at my puzzle and I'm like, my puzzle doesn't look like yours, Mom. Mine is like one of those 3D posters, right? That just looks like, I don't know what the fuck it is, right? It's just like, and you have to cross your eyes to actually see
magic
the image,
eye puzzles.
You've got magic eye puzzles, right?
Yeah.
So, well, it's other people trying to tell me or explain to me how to do it isn't going to make any sense if I have a magic 3D eye puzzle, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe I needed to cross my eyes to now all of a sudden go, oh, there's a whale in there and there's a hummingbird. But if I look at it only through my 3D eyes, I just see lines and squiggles, mm-hmm. right? And some of us might have to cross our eyes to see our puzzles. And
we're
everybody's going to,
apparently.
Yeah, because it's all in your head. And other people are going to look at you, right? Like my mom, if she would come over and look at me, she'd be like, honey, why are your eyes crossed? You're not supposed to do that. Don't you know if you cross your eyes for long enough, they'll stick that way? And she really didn't tell me that in real life, right? But
yep.
But I'm over here going, no, Mom, when I cross my eyes, I can see what I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. And again, that might sound very silly to everybody who just has heard that, but it's way more true than you probably even imagine.
This is probably not the first episode that you want to get into. If you're just listening to our podcast, you probably should start maybe back to the beginning and work your way up, because I'm pretty sure that as the farther and farther we go, the more, I don't even know what word you want to say, just, you know, insane we sound sometimes, or just kind of things that come out.
Go back and get the foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to get the foundation first. So, you know, but no, I had something very similar, like your TCP experience. You know, not to make this sound like a commercial for Jim, but you know, I started TCP during the pandemic. So March of 2020 is when I started TCP while we were in Maui. I actually signed up while I believe we were actually in Maui. And you know, like you said, it talks a lot about the 3D stuff, the everyday things, whatever like that. But what really caught me was when he started talking about this esoteric things, the the spiritual things. That's what really got my attention. And so when that was offered as kind of like the next step or whatever afterwards, that's kind of where my attention was drawn the whole time, was those sort of concepts. The other stuff, okay, that's nice, whatever, like that. But like, this is the stuff that I really am interested in and really drew me in. You know, and at first it may have just been oh, that just sounds really cool and fun. I want to hear more about it. You know, but like you said, the more you listen to it, the more you kind of get into it, the puzzle pieces start fitting together easier. Yep. Or you start seeing like, wait, that's a corner piece, actually. Well, that makes this a whole lot easier now if I realize that's a corner piece, because these all now hook into it a certain way. You know, and you know, it didn't put the puzzle together for me completely. Like, there's still many, many pieces all over my desk, you know, of the puzzle for it. But, you know, it definitely helped. It connected us. Like, it was the reason why we met in the first place.
Yep.
You know, but it's really pushed me down this path a lot further than before. Because before it was more of like, oh, nature, and I like these things, whatever. But it helped me kind of focus and, hey, I'm walking this path now. It's not just a fun little trip through the woods. There's actually a purpose here for what I'm doing. So yep. And it sounds like you probably had something very similar to that then, your experience as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, I mean, it's I left out a lot of details, which is fine, because we're going to have lots of other episodes for me to share more of some of the maybe specific examples too. But yeah, hopefully it's been helpful. You know, I think I probably even shared a few things today that you didn't know about me, Brad, even though we've been friends for.
I did not know about the spirits. No, the evil years. Spirits.
Yeah.
So that's a.
Yeah.
New thing shared to the world. But yeah, no. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's anything else that you think that we should throw in here that kind of helps complete the picture of spiritual Jason and how he kind of jumped onto the path. And because I think your story is kind of similar to people. I think a lot of people had this religious background, or this, you know, kind of the way they were brought up, and kind of threw it aside, and now we're starting to find some of the pieces from before. Maybe they're starting to grab back onto now and kind of put some things together that way.
Yeah. And I think, you know, maybe as we've kind of talked, I mean, just a couple of like summary things, right? Maybe at the end, but, you know, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. If you had a religious upbringing or some other thing, don't throw out everything that you were taught, because you might need to throw out 90% of it. I don't know. It might only be 30% you have to throw out. You're going to have to throw out some of the things from your childhood and the indoctrinations that you've had that are false. But not everything that you were taught is false, right? So you've got to kind of figure out what's true for you and false for you, right? So don't throw it all out. You know, you've got to think about, again, just every day trying to sit down with your puzzle and try to put a few pieces together. And some days maybe you'll put together 15 or 20, and some days you're like really lucky to get two done. That's okay.
I've had days where nothing's gonna end the puzzle, and I just want to
you just look at the puzzle and you're
F this all. And yeah,
sometimes that happens, right? But each day show up. I mean, again, these are some of the practices and things that we're talking about, right? And I think also realize that your puzzle looks different than everyone else's. And while we can learn from each other, and a lot of the techniques, a lot of the practices, a lot of the rituals may be similar, we all end up having a different puzzle. Like I said, mine might be a Magic Eye 3D. I might be the only one that I know who has a Magic 3D eye. One, right? So everybody around me is going to be thinking I'm crazy, right? And I know, like, you know, Brad, you kind of made reference to the corners, right? That's one of the techniques. I mean, my mother did teach me how to actually put puzzles together. She loved to put puzzles together, right? And so, you know, in a traditional puzzle, there's four pieces that are the corners. There's only four pieces, because every puzzle that I've seen that people have put together in the 3D are a square or a rectangle. So there's only four corners. You find those four corners and then you build from there. Well, my puzzle ain't square, right? It's got like all these crazy ass you know, things on the outside of it, but it looks like an amoeba. Well, good luck trying to use that technique of just finding the four pieces. If you're looking at a magic 3D eye puzzle that is in the shape of an amoeba, it ain't going to help you, right? But yeah, just figure out what you're, you know, do what you can. I had fun with some of those analogies there too. Yeah. And it helps me understand it a lot better too.
Yeah.
Because I think I am looking at a 3D puzzle that I'm putting together.
And I did like the fact that you see whales and hummingbirds.
And oh, there might be a reason for that. Yeah. And some other things in there too. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. So
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I think that's probably a good piece for today. I think we learned quite a bit about where you've kind of got your background from. And I think the story is very similar to a lot of people's. And again, just to show that we're not unique, we're not special in that, you know, what's happening to us or how we got to where we are is anything special. Like, you know, it's kind of, I would almost sort of say ordinary mundane, how things kind of progressed. It's just at some point we decided, hey, this is something that's important to me and that I want to focus on doing. And these puzzle pieces starting to put some of these together, I start to see some things in them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're listening to it, you can do it too.
Yeah. So you just do that over the week, start working on your puzzle and and then come back next week. Cause we'll try to give you at least, you know, again, we're just going to share with you the techniques that are helping us. It might work for you. It might not. But if we suggest you cross your eyes or you stand on your head because it worked for us, why not try it, right? Why not at least try it? If it doesn't work for you, fine. If it does work for you, wonderful. Right? There you go. So
a little hint for next week, look for the doggy. That's on the site. So,
all right. And so with that, we're going to hold you and hang you on until next week's episode. But have a great week, everybody. And thanks for listening.
See you guys.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.